Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Keep it locked right here, y'all.
eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee, your secret Thursday rendezvous. Remember, what happens on eBay Radio stays on eBay Radio. Now, here's Griff and Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. We just love getting your call at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
And when last we left, we were on the line with Landon from Lexington, Kentucky. He's known on eBay as the designated buyer. And Landon has an issue. Landon, what is your issue?
I had sold a shirt. It was one of the first shirts I'd listed. And pretty much when I was packing it up, I noticed just some real small minor defects on the bottom of the shirt, and I had already kind of printed off the label. So at that point, I was kind of like, oh, no. I didn't really know what to do. So I actually went ahead and shipped it. I let them know in an email that, you know, that I did notice it, that, you know, they might have even looked over it, but I wanted them to know. And at that point, when they receive it, if they want a partial refund or full refund, that's fine, obviously. But should I just go ahead and, to be safe, just go ahead and let them keep the shirt? Either way, I want them to just keep the shirt. But should I just go ahead and refund them straight right now?
No, I'd wait until they get the shirt. I'd wait until they get it and then see what, because they may actually be so appreciative of your offer and that whatever is wrong with it may not bother them. They'll say, I'm fine. And if they say, we're going to take you up on your offer, thanks, and you can then go to PayPal and issue a partial refund. But I'd wait they got it. Yeah, you're a very good seller to be concerned like this. This is
obviously, you know, definitely big on customer service. So,
and don't feel bad, because I've done that more than once, where I've gone to ship something and then noticed a little defect that got past me, and I've done the same thing you've done. So it should work out okay for you.
Well, I'm not glad it happened, but I'm glad to hear that. Yeah. I was kind of rushing around trying to pick kids up, and I got a little break trying to go ship it out. And I looked, it was 2:30, and I said, I know exactly who I can call.
Well, I'm glad you did. I hope we relieved your mind.
Oh, man, you did. Definitely. So, but, you know, you live and you learn, so I'll definitely. But you know, next time I'll call, and I'll have you all dish a listing. I know it's kind of a little rushed here. So next time, and it will be a good listing. So,
and you compared to my old one. What you're telling us is, it's a challenge. You are going to win that dish towel, right?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. I'd like to.
All right. Call us back.
So I have to. I just took a bunch of photos today. I had some good sun, so I'll get some together and I'll call you all on Tuesday.
Please
thank
do.
You, Landon.
We would love to hear from you again.
Thank you so much.
What a great seller.
I know. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630, or you can click on the Contact Us button on the bottom of your eBay radio player. Tom in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, our buddy, Black and Gold Gifts. Hey, Tom, what's your question or comment?
Well, I have a question just about a listing that I had put up yesterday, but before I get to that, I just wanted to give you a little bit of good news. In the last 2 weeks, I had tests like you can't imagine, CT, bone scan, blood work, all of that. The lone spot on a lymph node is shrinking, and my PSA is now undetectable.
Oh, that's very good news.
Tom.
So whatever they're doing is working.
Well, it's amazing what they can do now, Tom. Honestly.
It is.
I've seen it happen over and over again with people I know and love, and now you, who I know and love. Good news, Tom.
Excellent news.
Yeah, we're just hoping to carry it on. So anyway, the question that I have for you, I put a listing up yesterday for a specific buyer to buy. They called Matt or sent us a message and asked, could they get another of these items? Just so happened I was able to get it for them. And I wanted to make sure that only they could buy it, so I priced it at $1,000, and of course it's nowhere near worth that. I put best offer and told them the price to offer, and right away they bought it. So, that you know, it went smoothly. It did what it was supposed to do. But is there a way to do a private listing?
No, currently there isn't.
Wouldn't it make sense to make that available just on a buy it now basis?
No, the demand isn't there, and actually most people, the vast majority of people, list things to get the best price they can. So best offer should cover these sort of things. If somebody, so for example, if I had an item up and someone wanted to buy it, I would just tell them, make me the offer. I don't really, until the purchase is made, I don't really care who buys it. It's the person who makes the best offer will get it. So yeah. Because eBay is as transparent as it can be when it comes to that. No, I don't think we wouldn't have private sales. No.
Well, the only reason that I did it, as I said, it was a returning customer, and it was somebody that I wanted to take care of on a personal basis and make sure they got the item, and it's a popular item. When we list them, they sell.
Yeah.
So I didn't want somebody else to grab it in front of them. And I've done this a couple times before, and it always works, although I got to say the last time I did it, somebody almost bought it for the $1,000 until they caught themselves and realized what they were doing. But, it is a way, at least, of making it available only to that individual that sends you the offer that you're waiting for, unless somebody's going to give you the $1,000, in which case I'll take it.
Yeah.
But it worked. So.
It worked. So that's what. Right. I can't lie to you. There's almost zero chance that would be a feature that eBay would release.
Yeah, it's not something that comes up a lot. It just dawned on me that maybe there was already a way to do it, and I just wasn't aware.
I think you found the best way.
Tom, I'm so happy for your good news, too.
Yes, congratulations.
Thank you.
Keep us informed, as always. Thank you, Tom.
Will do.
Say hello to Charity also. Love that whole family dynamic there. Charity is, her other sisters were Faith and Hope.
Faith and Hope.
Yes, and Charity. Our telephone number, 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Patty in Miami, Florida, known on eBay as the Shipping Mom 2. Hey, Patty, what's your question or comment?
Oh, it's not the shipping mom. It's the shopping mom.
Mom doesn't ship.
I'm
okay.
I'm so sorry. I must have shipping on the brain.
Yeah, because I want to talk about shipping. How you guys doing?
Doing good, honey.
We're doing really well. Thanks.
Okay. So listen to this. A while back, well, a long time ago, well, maybe more like years ago, I was watching the I Love Lucy episodes. You know, I do watch them on and off because I like to learn about vintage dresses and vintage knickknacks. And you can always find stuff like that by watching the episodes.
Plus, you know everything Desi's saying. You understand it better than the rest of us, I think.
Exactly. So anyway, Lucy got a package from a store. And when she opened it up, it was a beautiful box, and inside there was this amazing dress wrapped in tissue. And I was transported to when I was a little girl. My dad was working in one of the biggest oil companies in South America as a lead engineer, and my mom stayed home to take care of me. So she used to order a lot of the stuff from Sears, from the States, and have it sent to our home in South America. So I remember mom opening the boxes, and all of the clothes were wrapped in tissue paper. It was like Christmas or a birthday. It made me feel so happy inside. Well, I sell gently used clothing, and I thought to myself, how can I make these pieces extra special when my customers get it? And then the childhood memory and the I Love Lucy came to mind. So I wrap all my items with tissue paper, sometimes color, sometimes just white, and they're all given curly ribbons with colors that coordinate with what the customer bought, and then I wrap it in plastic clear bags to protect them and handwrite a note. It's added into each package, thanking the customer. It does not matter if the customer bought it for 99 cents or $1,000. They all get it. I then use the white envelopes, sometimes the color ones, like if it's for a guy, I'll use a blue, or if it's for a girl, I'll use a pink to mail the packages. Well, until now, I will apply sometimes stickers to brighten it up, you know, and make it like pretty. But now we have the eBay tape. Oh my God. It brings to life my packages. Wonderful, happy colors, bright and cheery, and it makes me smile every time I get one ready to ship. So what a wonderful thing that eBay has done. I'm so glad I got the tape, and I'm glad that I now can decorate my special packages to my special buyers. I'm also glad that, you know, eBay is out there, the name is being spread out and everything else. And now I get validation. I just got a feedback, and it says it all for me. It says, I'm going to read it to you guys. It says, A-plus for wrapping. Yeah. Felt like shopping in a department store. Smiley face.
Oh, see?
You know, I have...
That did...
You know, you have made you're talking about the eBay tape?
Yeah, but she's also packaging the entire thing that shows she cares. And buyers, they love this. They love it when you take time to make it a little bit nicer presentation. I get two types of items when I buy on eBay. I get items like you put together, Patty, and myself. I take great care. My shirts look like they've been packaged new. And I get things that have been rolled up, balled up, stuffed in an envelope, and thrown out. Now, I can always iron it and wash it. That's not a big deal. But which ones do you think I remember and I'm more appreciative of?
Exactly. And if there is a problem, Griff, if there will be a problem, that buyer that received that package from me is going to go ahead and contact me and say, hey, listen, there's a problem. Can you work with me? Or what is going to be giving me a chance before somebody else that I just threw something together and I just shipped it because it doesn't show that I care. And this buyer might think, well, you know, she care enough to do all this. I'm sure that she didn't, you know, miss the mark or whatever.
Sure. You've got a bunch of splaining to do if you don't do it that way. Thank you, Patty.
We'll be back with our next segment, 888-723-4630 after this.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
When it comes to shipping software, you've got plenty of options. But only ShipStation has been voted the number one choice of online sellers. That's because ShipStation makes shipping faster and easier than anybody else. ShipStation lets you automate and customize pretty much everything, from importing and processing orders to mixing and matching carriers. You can brand shipping labels with your logo, product photos, FAQs, do wireless printing, and a lot more. You can even include a return label. You're not tied to your computer either. ShipStation lives in the cloud and offers the first shipping software mobile app, so you can ship from anywhere, anytime, at the discounted rates you come to expect. Add it all up, and it's easy to see why ShipStation is number one among online sellers. Get a 30-day free trial at ShipStation.com.
I can't believe you got me out of the house this early to go to a garage sale. I think I'm going to need another coffee after this.
I do this every weekend. I like to hit the sales early before all the best stuff is gone.
Are those vinyl records? When did you start listening to those again?
They're not for me. I sell them on eBay.
You do? Well, how do you know which ones to pick?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching sold items on eBay. I can tell which albums sell best and what they're worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email,
using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio Player. Now, here are your hosts, Griff and Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and your collectibles. Give us a buzz, 888-723-4630.
And if you'd like to find the eBay Radio Group newsletter, that's the one where when you read it, you will find a secret word in it. And on Tuesdays, we love to give away a gift. And Griff always has a great gift to give away. And you'll know the secret word. And to find the eBay Radio Group newsletter, just go to ebayradio.com, sign in through community, then scroll down past the big orange Listen Live and big blue Archives on Demand buttons to the third discussion post. That's the one with the word newsletter in its title. Mm-hmm. And there you'll find instructions in the newsletter for how to subscribe. And then you'll receive it twice a week right in your inbox, including on Tuesdays, the secret void.
The secret void.
To win the Duck Quack Prize. So, eBay Radio Group newsletter, you need to subscribe to that. Very important in your selling life.
Yeah.
So, you know, with Mother's Day just a little more than a week away, you have to start gearing up for this year's next retail moments. Memorial Day is May 30th.
It is?
Followed by Father's Day on June 19th.
It's coming up.
Two holidays that you want to make note of for your eBay sales. I don't know. You don't do anything like that, do you, Griff? You don't decorate for Christmas or Memorial Day. You just go with the flow, right? But some of us like to put a little something on our store that will say Happy Memorial Day or whatever. I don't know. It's up to you. So for even more eBay Radio fun, eBay information and selling advice, you can join the eBay Radio Facebook group. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word. Click join group. We'll approve you pretty quickly and look forward to your participation.
So, speaking of Father's Day, which will be coming up next month, I mean the month of June.
Right.
Who sang this? Today, Father, is Father's Day, and we're giving you a tie. It's not much we know. It's just our way of showing you. We think you're a regular guy. You say that it was nice of us to bother.
Groucho Marx.
But it really was a pleasure to fuss. For according to our mother, you're our father, and that's good enough for us.
Groucho.
He did, yeah. It's a song by a songwriter named Harry Ruby and Bert Kalmar. And if you go on YouTube, you can find Groucho singing that song. Made me laugh the first time I heard it, because even as a child, I got what it meant when, according to our mother, you're our father, and that's good enough for us.
She should know.
Well.
If it's the mailman.
I always thought I had a resemblance to the milkman, but there it is.
So Father's Day is observed on the third Sunday of June.
It is? Is that
and
how it's
not
figured
just
out?
For oh. fathers. It honors grandfathers, great-grandfathers, and father figures for their contribution.
Oh, well, there you go.
Are you a father figure to anyone?
Let's not go there.
Okay.
Does daddy count?
No.
Okay.
888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630 is our telephone number. We have time today to dish a couple more listings if you
Shall
want.
Shall we? Yeah.
Or we can talk about anything you want to talk about, you know, concerning
Well, related to Eve,
sales.
Let's try to keep it on topic. I mean, it is the eBay Radio
well,
channel.
Well,
so.
I can help you with your love life, too, if you want to call in. Okay. We'll go back to my old persona. This is your friendly next-door neighbor. That's what I was called.
Oh.
People would call me up for advice.
Your friendly next-door neighbor.
Yeah. When I took Sally Jesse Raphael's place at NBC TalkNet, she was and still is my idol as far as radio goes, by the way, because she was the first woman that made it big not being a psychologist, just being a regular person who could just answer questions, anything from how to make out a check to your love life. And so they wanted me to do that, and they chose me because I was older and had experience.
Older.
Was a first for me in radio, yeah.
The older part.
They wanted somebody with life's experience, good and bad.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, I could go back to my friendly next-door neighbor thing. As long as you mention eBay in it, you could say, Lee, While I was listing today, my husband, dot, dot, dot. We're just kidding, of course. But if you want me to, I would do it. So, posted April 26th in the eBay announcement board, 7 new categories have been added in which sellers can boost visibility with eBay's latest advertising service, Promoted Listings. Not to be confused, and everybody's confusing it, with Promotions Manager.
Yeah, that's, and I hate that our names sometimes get confusing like that, but they are two separate processes, yeah.
Yeah, so they're talking about Promoted Listings
Right, that's like the advertising you can do on eBay.
Right, and with Promoted Listings, you can increase the likelihood of a sale by putting your multi-quantity items in front of buyers who are actively shopping. Your promoted listing can appear in prominent locations on eBay, such as the first page of search results. So is this just for multi-quantity items?
Well, there are some requirements. They have to be new, and I believe it is multi-quantity. It's not just a single listing.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Kind of interesting thing when I'm going through. I've only called 2 places so far. One of them got back with me. The other one didn't. I got my resale license. So I want to start looking for some wholesale things to sell on the website.
Oh, that's a great idea.
And I had a couple of things in mind, and one of them turned me down flat. And the other one is going to get back with me on something that I use myself.
Turned you down flat?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
They don't want to sell it on eBay.
They don't want to make money?
No.
What an idiot.
No. Now, the other company is gigantic, and so I'm having to go through people, different people. If that comes through, I'm going to be selling some new items, multi-quantity items. I'm going to be selling, if you have a whole bunch of something to sell, like let's pretend for purposes of this conversation it's a cosmetic. It's something unusual, all right?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And I'm going to buy 100 of these.
Yeah.
Can I just make the one listing and put 100 available, or would you not do that? Would you put 20 at a time or something?
You know, it's a good question. It comes up all the time because some people feel that if you put all of your items up and it's a lot, then
people are going to think, oh, she's got 99 of those left.
I don't know if that's the case. I think I'm not sure. Jeez,
call in if you have some ideas on this.
Yeah, because I am of two minds, and both of those cancel each other out. So I don't know what would be best. I mean, I would tend maybe to side with not putting the full quantity up, but I don't know. What's your experience, listener?
Give us a call at 888 Radio 30. 723
valued listener.
4630 888 Radio 30. 100 items. Should you put them? And they're all brand new. A type of cosmetic, and a facial thing. And should I put all 100 of them there in the listing, or and say 100 left? Or should I put up like 20 or something like that?
Hmm.
It's the type of a product that I have used for many years, and people give me compliments on a certain thing. And it's something that you cannot buy in department stores. You used to be able to many years ago, but this company stopped selling this item in department stores. And in fact, this person, I think, maybe doesn't sell anymore in department stores, but I know doesn't sell this item. So it's something that you'd have to get online if you even want it. So I think it's a good idea for me if I can get this company to agree to it. And you would think, since it's something they're not selling anymore in department stores, they would be willing to let me do it. And I'm hoping that they will.
I just don't understand that whole thing about we don't want it sold on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
What, you lost me at we don't want it sold.
Yeah, really.
Then what the hell are you in business
for? I'm going to keep going after these people because I think I could probably come up with some you know, some that are willing. So, hey, listen, you know our guy that we've taken under our wing, Oilerman 21, Ron?
I do, yes.
He's
yes.
got an interesting question. Ron, yeah. welcome back to the program. What's your question or comment today?
Hello, everyone. Yeah, as a new basic store, which I've just opened, my main concern now is inventory. Where do I get it? How do I get it? What do I research? Besides the obvious things, you know, but you can pick up single or a few items in a thrift store or yard sales, but how do you find reasonably priced products that you can sell, that you can buy, and then turn around and sell and make a small profit?
Well,
so, Griff, what do you think? Nope, look, one question at a time, Ron.
Okay.
That's almost impossible to answer specifically because people who have found the source of for their products are definitely not going to share it with anyone. So my advice is to, in the past, has been to start locally. If you live in a metropolitan area, there is more than likely a chance that someone in your general area is manufacturing a product and they would be more than willing to let you buy wholesale and for you to resell. So start locally through either your local business directory or go online and search for manufacturers in your zip code and see what that brings up. Otherwise, it is a journey. And again, if this was easy, everyone would be doing it.
So hold it's on not for us, Ron.
It's not easy, though, is it? At least I don't think it's easy. This segment was brought to you by Worth Point. We'll be right back after this. Give us a call at 888-723-4630. It's Ask Griffin Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Let's face it, you're the Energizer Bunny of thrifting. So you need a mobile tool that can keep up with you. WorthPoint is up to the job and lets you do your research while in the field. Simply download WorthPoint from your iPhone or Android. WorthPoint's database goes back as far as 10 years, with more than 1 billion stored images and corresponding prices. WorthPoint has collected more than 100,000 makers' marks. Yet, searching all those images takes mere seconds. WorthPoint's mobile app provides huge pictures, lets you save searches, and gives you suggestions about what you're searching for. It even corrects your spelling. WorthPoint also offers an indexed library of more than 1,000 reference books, so you can research online. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com.
You know how much buyers love bargains. Putting items on sale can attract buyers and increase store traffic, so you can make more money while they're saving money. It's a win-win. Campaign Go's Markdown Guru lets you set up a sale in less than 5 minutes. Just click Create New Sale, pick Start and End Dates, plus a discount amount, select filters, and hit the Sale button. Markdown Guru's 12 filters let you choose what you want to put on sale pretty much any way you want, not just by category, price, or individual item. With Markdown Guru, you can filter listings without sales, oldest listings, listing with watchers, and more. You can even combine filters in unlimited ways to suit your inventory. Campaign Go's Markdown Guru comes with sales reports too. So at the end of the day, you can see exactly how much your sales campaign contributed to your bottom line and turn those insights into revenues. Get a 30-day free trial at campaigngo.com. That's campaigngo.com.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.